Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. I'd like to make a blasphemy tonight. Valet says, is JF planning a blasphemy? Yes, I am. I'd like to say the Lord of the Ring woke version is not terrible. It's not woke to the point you would expect. It's less woke than your average Netflix series. Now, there is some things that are super hard to digest as you watch this. But overall, it's listenable. It's okay. And I know that the people have been dunking on Lord of the Ring by Amazon, which cost $750 million to produce. But I accept it. It's decent. It's not as infused with moralism as I expected. And overall, I will watch the episodes with kind of some enthusiasm, but it's definitely not as good as the movies, and you do have to accept a lot of the woke insertions. There's a black elf, there's two black hobbits, there's a black or two humans, and I mean the most stunning part is when you enter the palace of the dwarves. And there's this whole scene, and it's grandiose, and okay, everyone's a dwarf, nice. And then it's like, okay, well, the elf gets to have a dinner with Thorin, the big leader, the big prince of the dwarf kingdom. And he presents his wife, and his wife is a black woman. And it's like, how can a dwarf be with a black woman? How does that happen that there are black people in five different races? It's very hard to digest. When you see her with her big afro, with kind of looking like an African-American, really, you're like, how does this happen in the Lord of the Ring realm? How does this happen in a J.R.R. Tolkien realm? It's scandalous, it sucks. But if you can put these aside, the series is not bad. There's some underwater scenes of fighting, there's the story of an elf who she chooses not to go to the kingdom of elves where they can live eternally. And she's extremely beautiful. The elves female are extremely beautiful. There's the whole moralism again of, oh, she's a female warrior elf. But at least they didn't make her like testosterone boosted female warrior elf. So you have to digest the moralism of, oh yeah, women can do it too. But if you digest all of this, it's not bad. It's really faithful to the Lord of the Rings style. The music is good. The things are grandiose. The opening scene is grandiose, and it tells the story of the elves and how they had peace, but eventually they started combating the forces of darkness, if you will. And there's this female warrior elf who wants to go after each and every orc. It's all acceptable. It's all okay and all listenable. That says, that sounds pretty horrible. I don't think I can get past all that. Yeah, it's a tall order. But if you can, I mean, the elves are racially bizarre in this series, because in the movies, they make an effort to be faithful to the original book, and the elves are extremely thin, extremely, you know, they are the agility heroes in any game, any PC game, any representation of them. They are very thin and very racially pure. In this TV series, I would say the women are like this, but the male elves are kind of chunky. And I guess that's all they had in terms of actors, but like, to select an elf to play in Lord of the Rings, you have to select an hyper-feminine femboy. There's no one else. And Legolas was the representation of this. He was the hyper-feminine you know, femboy, you need a Nick Fuentes style of person to play an elf. But in this teleseries, the elves are chunky. They have major jaw lines. It's like they are way too representative of what would be humans in the original J.R.R. Tolkien realm. And there's the problem, of course, of a black elf. How does that happen? The black elf is, of course, is a major character in this, and it's bizarre. It's bizarre because the racially pure aspect of the elven race has been totally messed with here. And they should have casted all of these people in the human kingdom. Firestarter says, "Don't worry, everyone in a year from now, JF, will tell us that this was just an Amazon sponsorship." I mean, a sponsorship. Is it a sponsorship? Oh, me? No. I'm not getting paid for reviewing Lord of the Ring. No, certainly not. Now, if you would like to download the Lord of the Ring, follow the link below the description. No, you won't hear me say this. Barnaby Bruto says, "Jeff, drows are black elves and they already exist in the D&D mythology." Well, fuck you for misrepresenting dark elves. Dark elves didn't have the features of African Americans. Dark elves had a kind of gray, icy type of look from living under the ground. But in no way were they African Americans. They didn't have the body shape at all. The dark elves, if you want to cast them correctly, you take a very thin white person and you put makeup on them so that they look dark like ghosts almost. If you want a good representation of a dark elf, you take in Dota 2, there is the Drow hero. Let me put it for you here. Drow Dota 2. See, that's a dark elf. Dark elf didn't mean African-American, okay? That's a dark elf. So a dark elf has all of the feature of an elf. They are as thin, they are as light on their feet. But, no, they're not black. Not at all. DK Shadow says, "Dungeon and Dragon nerd JF." Sometimes I allow myself, although I'm not a big player of Dungeon and Dragon, but I do appreciate faithfulness to the J.R. Tolkien universe and these instances of racially mixed characters are messing with the whole thing. That being said, if you look at the production, otherwise it's very high quality and I follow the story and I enjoyed it. New normal since 25 LBC. Thank you so much. And he puts as a super chat the Kekistani flag. Oh my God, that is an old meme. The Kekistani flag. I don't know what to think about it. Kekistan. Guy from V says, "Fact check, there are no dark elves in Tolkien." Yeah, that's another thing. The dark elves emerge in Drizzt Do'Urden, Forbidden Realms, the series of book, which I've read, by the way. That's how much of a geek of this this realm I am. Yeah, the Dark Elves. I don't know if there was a precedent for Dark Elves, but my first knowledge of them is from the Drizzt Do'Urden stories in Forbidden Realm, a series of, like, an crazy amount of book. Like, I don't know how many Drizzt Do'Urden books there are, but I think there may be hundreds. DFN sends a super chat. He says, "Caught the show live from the opening for the first time in a long time. Hell yeah, bro. P.S. The black woman dwarf is unpleasant to look at. Deal breaker for me." Oh yeah, I mean, to be clear, I generated my thumbnail and title, and I wasn't yet at the point where I had seen the black woman dwarf. Let me tell you, it's a shock. It's a shock because there she is with her references to African American culture. You know, she looks like a 2022 African American with Afro style hair, but she is in the palace of Torun, and she's a dwarf, and she has married the she has married the prince of the dwarves. How does this happen? I don't know how it happens. Shrigalum says, I thought you hated fiction, Jeff. Adult Jeff hates fiction, but I have read the Dritz Doradon stories when I was between 14 and 18 years old. So when you're young like this, first you're naive, and secondly you have a lot of time to spare. So back in the days I was able to read all of those. Genesis says, I listened to the Dark Elf trilogy audiobooks. Was fun, Homeland, Exile, Sojourn. Exactly. You're reminding me some memories as you say these names. The Dark Elf trilogy. Yeah, that was the three big sets of book that the story of Dritz Doradon were explained in. Eliza Fletcher abduction. Police search near Memphis home where suspect was washing clothes, cleaning cars. So we still don't have a finding of the location, but it looks more and more grim because it has been seen around the town around Memphis that the police was currently searching near a river, the Nuncona Creek. Heavy police presence spotted near the Nuncona Creek. So it looks like they are looking for a body. That is so disappointing because I was looking at this story and I was thinking, okay, she was the heiress of a billionaire who started big companies in the US back in the days, her grandfather. And I was like, maybe it's a case of fine kidnapping. Maybe it's a case of they wanted to kidnap her and ask for a ransom. And so maybe we have a chance that she's been kept alive. But more and more as I see the search being headed toward rivers, it looks like we're not talking about a fine crime. We're talking just about a brute guy in his vehicle just picking her because she was jogging at 4:30 a.m. and perhaps killing her at this point. Guy from V says, drows are a D&D invention, so this whole thing should be on Gary Gygax, lol. Yeah, it's very possible that before the Dark Elf trilogy, there were already Dark Elves in Dungeons & Dragons. I don't know enough about Dungeons & Dragons to fully answer this question. Alright, so yes, this looks like it will be a terrible ending, but at least the guy has been apprehended and is in custody right now. He refuses to collaborate with the police. New charges have been filed in his case, which accuse him of theft of identity and of theft of credit card. I mean, this is where she's a billionaire heiress. She's been killed probably a couple of $100 on a credit card that this guy wanted. It's so ridiculous. I don't know what to say. It's so heartbreaking that petty criminality like this ends up in the loss of life of this woman and of so many other people. We are losing. Firestarter says, so was she a billionaire? Well, she was a local teacher, but they say she was a heiress billionaire, meaning her grandfather was a billionaire, and whatever she's inherited, it was probably a massive amount of money. I don't know if it was billion level. ASD sends a super chat. He says, hi, Jeff. I have a kid on the way due for next year. In many ways, thanks to you, as you motivated me, step it up with my girlfriend. I am not planning to vaccinate them at all. Do you happen to know what kind of hardships I can expect from the Quebec government if I don't vaccinate them? It's horrible, but I have left Quebec because I was scared of that kind of stuff. Now, you're not totally You're not necessarily in trouble, okay? But it would be highly advisable that you move to another province that is more lax on that kind of thing. The first thing is they will first send a nurse to your home to inspect your home. That happens in Quebec. It doesn't happen in many other jurisdictions in Canada. But if you say no to the nurse, they will call the DPJ, the Department of the Protection de la Jeunesse, the CPS basically of Quebec. If you do let the nurse in, she will ask about if he's been put on a schedule of vaccination. If you say that he hasn't, they will call the DPJ. If after the DPJ will send their own inspector to your home, if they can find anything that they can argue, even a lie that they could make about you, they will take your children eventually. They will force them to get the needed protection that the doctors want to give them. So you are potentially in trouble. That being said, there's a chance that this whole chain of events doesn't happen. Now, what's the probability? I have no clue. I have no clue. But among all of these actions, if they all happen, there's nothing you can do at the end to stop it. So it's something to be thought of seriously whether you want to stay in Quebec. Mama JF says on the regular chat, for home birth, I recommend this website. She says, have a home birth with a midwife that doesn't work for the state. Everything will be easier. And she recommends indiebirth.org as a good podcast. They have amazing information. Now, Mama JF's recommendations are very good here. However, keep in mind, in Quebec, it's harder. They will probably force you to have the child brought to a hospital. And at every step of this, they will threaten you. I have to call the CPS if you don't do what I say. And sometimes they will threaten you, but they won't do it if you say no. Now it's a very thin space of liberty that you have, where you must remind to every health workers that you interact with, there is no sign at this moment that the child is in danger. Now, whether they will take it or whether they will go after you, that's their choice ultimately. But the fact is, vaccines are meant for future protection. The law states they should call the CPS if there is current danger to the child. So at every step of this, try to remind the health workers you're working with, the hospital that you were forced into, the nurse that was forced sent to your home, remind them you have no reason to state that the child is currently in danger. Now, if they don't like the shape of your bed, or if they see a little mosquito hanging out above your sink, then they have a reason. Doesn't matter that it's not a good reason. They can claim it's a reason, and then they can call the DPJ, and then they can start the whole case against you. Let me tell you, you're in trouble. And so, I had the luck of having financial liberty to leave this hellhole that Quebec is. Be careful. Be on your toes. Don't trust anything that you have the option of not trusting and what you do have to go through. Be human with them and try to awaken their inner humanness against you. But it is an arbitrary system, and someone like me who has public eyes on me, I cannot pass through this arbitrary system. There is an LGBT communist along the chain of event that I just described, who wants my child in jail. So good luck. Good luck. But the easy way, if you do have some money, if you do have some property, is sell and get the hell out of there. and take your woman with you. It's going to be an awesome life outside. Make some research on different Canadian provinces and territories. You'll see that there are some that are explicitly pro-homeschooling, pro-home birth, pro-not-government intervention. And sometimes it's found in the least likely places. But sometimes there are just some provinces that are so backward in their development because there's so little population in them that they haven't had the time to be parasitized by the communism yet. And that's where you'll find liberty in Canada. Puzim says the unvaxxed hunt will certainly be attempted, but short-lived, me think. Short-lived, I think. I mean, it's a risk. It's a risk that you run. The more you are in Ontario and Quebec, the more in trouble you're gonna get, and the more away you are from these provinces, the least trouble you're gonna get. But yeah, the unvaxxed hunt is there. We can feed it fully in Canada. You guys are still lucky in the U.S. because in the U.S. it's still mostly social pressure. And you can still have places in the U.S. where liberty prevails, but it's getting rare. Barnabé Bruto says, in taxes, isn't Quebec expensive to live in? In taxes, yes. Otherwise, it was way more expensive in the West when I went there a few years ago. Yeah, I mean, Quebec is expensive because of the overpopulation and the pressure on the real estate market. So it's getting expensive, but you're right. Places like Alberta, they had the problem of attracting so many workers from across the country that it created a boom of demand for everything. And it, to the point where I think McDonald's workers are making like $14 an hour in Alberta when they were making $10 an hour in Quebec. So somehow the desirability of a place combines with the communism of it and plays with the prices. But neither Alberta nor Quebec are the place to go if you're looking for full Canadian liberty. I would look for very lost areas and very lost territories and provinces, the most northern you can find. Go where no one wants to go. Take a ghost town of Canada and make it live again with your babies. That is the solution, my friends, to happiness. Meanwhile, talking about Canada, I mean, wow, we're 20 minutes in and we're just talking about Canada. Suspects still at large is believed to be injured. So the two suspects who went on a killing spree, killing at least 10 and injuring 15 others up to now, one of them has been captured. One suspect found dead. Well, he's been captured dead, and the other remains at large. And it appears that he was found dead, but not from a self-inflicted wound. So it wouldn't be a case where he killed himself. So was there a conflict between the two on their murder spree and one of them killed the other? Or was it that some citizen fought back and had to defend himself and killed him? I don't know. But it seems that it's the result of some kind of fight. The other guy is still on the run. So one dead, the other on the run. But apparently the other is expected to be gravely injured. And so it seems that some Canadian lumberjack just fought back here. We are also learning that much of the killings have been happening around a Native American reserve, or reservation, I believe, in English. And this leads me to believe maybe there is some link here to, maybe they're not European descent. Perhaps they have some Native American descent. But it doesn't tell me exactly what were the motives, but I don't know. It looks like they went full Rambo at this point, survival in nature, and they are, one of them is still being looked for. That's the current situation. DFN says, I have 6 kids, ages 17 to 2. Wow, that is impressive, man. Good job. and got all of them all their scheduled shots in the States. Fourth child had a hard time gaining weight during the first few months. Fifth child, diagnosed with type 1 diabetes 2 years ago. Could be the result of the shots, but I can't prove it. After COVID, I won't ever give any. I'm just like you, man. I didn't have objection to the general vaccine schedule. I didn't like that it was imposed on people, but I didn't take much issue with it. But now that I've seen what they've done with the COVID vaccine, I'm like, holy shit, they don't know what they're doing. They have no clue. I'm going to get my children involved in the schedule, and I won't be able at all to know the health issues that they suffer from. Might it be due to these vaccines? Because clearly the doctors don't give a shit. They don't want to know. Clearly society has chosen self-obfuscation and self-deception on vaccines. So I'm just like you. I'm done with vaccines. We have survived 7 million years. We are the cream of the crop. We have been emerging from an evolutionary process. All of it happening with zero vaccine. And it was okay. So let us go back closer to our roots and trust nature. John Drake says, I wonder if vaccines are the primary cause of autism. I don't think so, personally. I think the increase of autism is probably due to an increase of diagnosis, and this in turn is probably due to an incentive of diagnosing autism so that it gets covered by the health insurance cards. I just don't think, and of course the obsession of diagnosing everything. I just don't think that there's more autism today than there was in the past. Prove me wrong on this, but that's my personal conclusion. If you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Don't forget you have to add a payment method. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way of receiving support for the show. And alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Stray's channel says, my next door neighbor died 5 days after the Pfizer shot. The cause was a brain aneurysm while golfing with her husband. Man, do we avoid so much trouble by just not engaging with society? ASD sends 25 LBC, thank you so much. He says, thanks for the warning, JF. I will take this seriously and do research. Reading on the Quebec government website, it says it's not mandatory, so I took it lightly. Yeah, and there are so many things, so many stories I've read about that the thing is not mandatory to begin with. But then they call the DPGs just to check. And then they get in your home. And then they don't like your home. And then they argue in front of a judge that, well, you know, we initiated this investigation because we have received a call regarding vaccines. But now we see that we see that the bed in the home is inclined at a 7% slope. And it seems that the parents are unable to care for this young baby, not understanding the dangers of having a slippery slope, surface for the bed. And so we would like to take the baby and until the parent resolve their personal issues. It just goes like this. Now, you're not going to be targeted as harshly as I've been because I'm a public personality. There are people who want me dead. But you never know with the craziness and the arbitrariness of the system. It's like, even if you had maybe 5% chance that this happens to you, do you really want to have the chance of losing your baby at 5%? Or would you prefer a society where it's 100% your baby? I chose a society where it's 100%. And yes, you know, they also say that homeschooling is legal in Quebec. But then there was a case in the Quebec City. Well, it was not in Quebec City. It was a someone living far from the Montreal region. She raises her children homeschooled up to 12 years old. At 12 years old, she comes to Montreal and now she needs to live the city life. So she informs the state that she has had those babies so that she can get the birth certificate, so that she can get her children in all sorts of systems. Now, the birth certificate lady notices that, oh, you're getting a birth certificate for a 12-year-old. So you had hidden this 12-year-old from the state for 12 years. She calls the DPJ. The DPJ visits the home, finds that the accent of the young girl, 12-year-old girl who was educated homeschooled, is kind of bizarre. She has a bizarre accent. She's not been socialized enough. They determine that this is a speech impediment that the parents have hidden to the state. They kidnap the young 12-year-old. They force her in public school and they remove her from the care of her mother. She will have to wait to be 18 years old before she sees her parents again. So here's a case where, hey, it all started with homeschooling, and homeschooling is supposed to be legal when you read the website of the province. But see, it starts with this, and oh, it's homeschooling, it's okay, but she has a speech impediment and she needs specialized psychology treatment. And you're not capable of delivering these treatments, you're just the mother. And so it all goes down to from homeschooling to we kidnap your children, they can do it. So, man, ASD, good luck. I wouldn't want to be stuck in Quebec. I am so thankful. I've taken so much risk in my life and I've wrecked myself so much just so that I could afford the liberty to say, I'm going to live there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to live there. Oh, yeah, you take my children, I'm going to live there then. Until I was left fucking alone. But holy shit, did it take a lot of time. Yesterday, I debated Nadir on the modern day debate. I performed well. I think the vast majority in the comment section are like JF1, JF1. Nadir comes with his assumption, of course, that the Quran is divine. It was very low level stuff. Ultimately, you know, Nadir is like, well, look, in the Bible, they say the mustard seed is the smallest seed. And in the Quran, they just say it's a seed, but they don't say it's the smallest. It turns out the Quran is correct. And it's like, are you telling me that 600 years separating the Bible and the Quran, are you telling me that God used these 600 years to launch a message to humanity, the creator of the universe, the man who taught it all? And he put us on this earth for everything that's beautiful. And the message that he sends is, hey, by the way, the Bible was wrong. The mustard seed is not the smallest of all seeds. It doesn't make sense. If you're the creator of the universe, you have much, 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 much more things to worry about in terms of communicating to humans than a technical error in a phrasing of the Bible. Doesn't make sense at all. Raised Fist says, ASD, Jeff is talking out of frustration because of his past. The truth is nothing will happen. Anyway, are you really going to move to North Saskatchewan? No, it's not frustration. I'm telling you that there are precautions you can take in life so that you don't end up in these bad situations. And it's not frustration that guided me to read about the horror stories of people who have been confronted with arbitrary DPJ officials. I have read these stories, and these people are data. And the data that we get to see publicly is not even 1% of the horror, because there's a omerta, there's a law of silence in Quebec. You cannot even talk about it publicly. The person who made an article about it could eventually get jailed. So No, it's not frustration, it's intelligence, and it's taking the precautions to have happiness in life, because there are a lot of people out there who specialize on parasitizing society and living off your suffering. ASD says, do you know from personal experience, raised fist, I never met any parents with kids who aren't vaxxed, so I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's hard in Quebec. The fight is very hard. Mama JF says, it's the Quebec people. They have a mind virus. I don't know what happened to them. Yeah, and it's our people. You know, me and Mama JF pretty feel very strongly Quebecois. But sometimes your people becomes insane and you have to leave. India Carnival ride plummets 50 feet, injuring multiple people, including children, in horrifying video. Listen, do not go to these manège, these fairs. But on top of it, do not go to these fairs in India. Are you insane? Look at the dysfunction. Boom. Bro. Bro. Do not trust these fairs. They are th making you take risks for nothing other than a fleeting sense of experience of, oh my God, I did it. There's a bunch of kids operating these things. Hopefully they don't break. One day they will break when it's your turn. Do not go to the fair. Liz Truss, your life might just depend on it. Liz Truss, to become UK's next prime minister, faces immediate confidence crisis. I don't know much about this girl, but something tells me she's not going to be a true conservative like you would expect in the UK in the Conservative Party. I mean, we've had Boris Johnson. I haven't seen much conservatism stemming from the Boris Johnson government. But they say she is a tax cut and elimination of red tape type of woman. Okay, I'm willing to take it, but there is much cutting to be done in the UK. So good luck to her. I'm going to believe it when I see it. Captain Smith says you would be correct, JF. This is what sucks. Even without info, even without knowing this woman, I kind of can predict the news at this point. The news is the Conservative Party in the UK is not conservative. Big labor traps workers in unions they oppose. I used to be a leftist who was very much for unions. But at this point, I do understand that yes, the union system is a parasitic entity that comes to live from your wages. And sometimes they deliver something good to you, sometimes they don't. Mama JF is coming. What's up, Mama JF?
Yes, yeah, me, I understand everything you say about the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Me, since I was like a children, okay, I was going to school. I was like, what is this? Why are we going to school? This is so weird. Everybody was so weird. The children were fucking retarded.
It's like you live among zombies in Quebec.
It's crazy, but maybe not just Quebec, like maybe it's
Yeah, it's
everywhere.
the whole system kind of extends its tentacles.
My God, and their state employees go to talk to you. You're like, why are you talking to me? Because before, like, it was not like this. Before, it was like people at the church go talk to you,
Yeah.
and
My family, you know, they were choosing whether they were sending a given child, will we send him to school or not? And that was what it was back in my grandfather's day.
yes.
Like they had numerous families and they were like, do you want to go to school? All right, you're going. Do you want? No? Okay, you stay.
Yeah, I've broken you with you since the beginning. Since I'm a kid, I'm like, what is that? This is so weird.
Yes. Very bizarre.
And they always wanted to make arts and crafts.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, why are we making arts and crafts? Why? It's not even useful for anything. We're going to throw it in the garbage after.
They have to fill the time in these public schools. Yeah, so arts and crafts.
Because like, we used to do farming. Like me, since I was a kid, okay, I always like when we go to in a car trip at the field with my family, I was like, it smells so good here. And my mother was like, what do you want to do for a job when you're older? And I was like, I want to be a farmer. I'm not getting you, then I'm a kid.
And kids, we have seen it with our friends coming here. They love the garden.
Oh my God.
They love finding potatoes and tomatoes. That was so amazing.
Yeah, the potatoes. And
it's so funny because they are English. And I was like, let me bring you to the field of potatoes. And the young kids were like, you mean potatoes? They were correcting me. They were like 5 years old and they were like, what are you talking about? Potatoes.
Yes. And me too. One time on my job, I wrote onion, but in French, and people were like, what the fuck is that? but here where we live, okay, it's like so cute, like it's like so tiny. Everybody know each other.
Yes.
So even like the government workers, they're like so friendly. They know everyone. Yes. They're like, oh, you live next.
They're
to
not
this
evil.
Yeah.
It's so good to be in a society where the average person is not going to be evil.
Yes.
That's all we need, and it's so toxic in Montreal and the big populated towns. So many evil people, random.
Yeah, I think it's because it's too big. It's because we need to live more smaller communities.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I wanted to say something else.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know when you Jesus made the mustard seed parable, okay?
Yes.
You know what? I think he was not even talking about this. Because he said, you need to have faith big like a mustard seed. And then I'm going to give you so much. But I think actually the parable was not about faith, okay? It was a parable about the cover crops.
The cover crops?
Yes, he was like, you need to plant nitrogen-fixing plants in the soil.
So you think that he was telling us to actually plant mustard seed, not to let God into our heart.
Yes.
He was talking about nitrogen.
Yes, and you...
That's a radical interpretation of the parable.
My God, it's possible. Because maybe it was like not allowed.
And that's, of course, because you've been watching YouTube videos about how mustard seeds are leading to plants that are nitrogen fixing.
Yes, maybe Jesus was totally like a gardener baseless. He wanted to make a little message.
Jesus Christ, best gardener.
Yes.
Maybe.
Because why didn't he say a lettuce seed or a cucumber seed? No, he said mustard.
Well, can you garden anything in Jerusalem? Isn't it like desertic there?
Mustard is the green too.
Mustard works there?
Is like another plant?
Are there plants in Jerusalem? Whenever I see pictures, I see sand.
Yeah. All right. So they actually need that.
They need even more.
Yeah, they need it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ballet says it's an arid environment.
Yes.
All right, Mama JF, thank you for your commentary. John Drake says, arts and crafts carry on while gym and shop go the way of the dodo bird. Yes, the arts and crafts, that will always be a thing in public schools. ASD. Since 25 LBC, he says, Mama JF is so cute. I love her. Absolutely. I am extremely lucky to be with Mama JF here in the middle of nowhere, exactly where I want to be. The EU makes its peace with economic war, and the global neoliberal system is collapsing around us. Yeah, so basically the EU has chosen, we're going to have our population suffer for our economic war with Russia. And they kind of go into this with the assumption that the West always wins. But something tells me here, with the war of resources that has been initiated, the West will lose this one. The West has become too dependent on the rest of the world to wage that kind of war anymore. It's not capable of imperialistically dominating anymore, and very soon it's not going to be able to even serve its own nation with the resources coming from outside. So I think that what you see as a history of the West and America in general for the last 100 years, it's we have exported all capacities of production. We have become dependent on the outside. And now this whole Russia awakening is the realization that, hey, we hold these Americans and these Western Europeans by the balls. All they have is the petrodollar, nuts and dolts, says petrodollar is unfair. But that's all we have. They have the petrol. So they can cut the grass under our feet if they start leveraging these resources. Russia sanctions Ben Stiller and Sean Penn in new blacklist of 25 Americans. People will remember that this clown went in Ukraine to stand beside Zelensky, if I remember correctly. They are now blacklisted in Russia. I don't think they will care much, but it's an interesting overlap between the Hollywood elite and the Ukraine warmongering. It's like, you wouldn't expect that this fits together, but somehow it does. And it makes me think that the whole Ukraine, pro-Ukraine operation right now is very much a continuation of the elite war, which mostly happened against the Middle East in the last few decades, but we have to now think of the Ukraine war as a continuation of this. Gas on my mind, Putin seems happy. At current forward prices, we estimate that energy bills will peak early next year at 500 euros per month for a typical European family, implying a 200% increase with respect to 2021. For Europe as a whole, this implies a 2 euros in surge in bills or 15% of GDP. Europe is in big trouble. It is in big trouble, and they are now receiving messages asking them to keep the temperature down. There's going to be people dying this winter. I mean, if it's hard for everyone to live, and at some point you reach the point of a guy who lives in his home, doesn't have much money, maybe he's 50, 60 years old, cannot heat the home enough, he dies. This is what's going to happen. Honk says, Jeff, did you see that Ryan Dawson is now on Cozy? Would you be a guest of his or invite him soon? I have no problem with Ryan Dawson. I would always be willing to interact with him. Cozy, I don't like it. Because Cozy, if I remember correctly, is linked to Nick Fuentes. So, I mean, my policy is never say no to an interview, never say no to a debate. So I guess I might go, but I would feel more comfortable if we can make it happen outside of the Cozy super empire. Suicide blast at Russian embassy in Kabul kills 2 diplomats. On Monday, an unknown militant targeted Russia's embassy in the Afghan capital of Kabul in a suicide attack, with the Russian Foreign Ministry subsequently confirming 2 diplomats were killed and multiple people wounded. At 10:50 a.m. Kabul time on September 5, an unidentified militant set off an explosive device in the immediate vicinity of the entrance to the consular section of the Russian embassy in Kabul. Very rare, I believe, that they were saying it's a rare case of terrorism. Instead of going after the American presence, going after the Russian presence, but it seems to have happened, which makes me wonder who's behind this. Ultimately, is that Is that another proxy way of getting at Russia by America? I don't know. That would be very speculative at the moment. Trump has succeeded at getting a special master appointed. Judge halts FBI use of Mar-a-Lago raid docs, appoints special master to review. A federal judge on Monday granted former President Trump's request for a third-party expert to review materials seized by the FBI from his Mar-a-Lago residence, said in a Sunday ruling released on Monday that a so-called special master would review the seized property, manage assertions of privilege, as well as make recommendations regarding the investigative value of materials and what property should be returned to Trump. So the special master will likely be a next judge. I don't have big hopes for this. It's just going to be that a certain percentage of the contents will be returned to Trump. Of course, the higher the percentage, first, the less information the FBI will have and the more bad it will look. So if we can get like 90% of the stuff seized was privileged and belonged to Trump, that would be, that would kind of tarnish further the already poorly perceived FBI raid that has happened. And finally, as a last news item, Russia admits weaponization of gas, halts NS1 shipment until sanctions lifted, because we had the initial reason stated by Russia to stop the gas flow to Europe, to Germany specifically. They said that it was some kind of a leak and everyone knew it was an excuse, but at this point they have said definitely we're halting gas supply and it's going to keep being halted until you guys remove the sanctions. So they have just waited for the winter and they have hit when it hurts. Genius move by Putin. I like it. And it's like, use your leverage when it hurts your opponent the most. And at this point, it's leverage to recover something absolutely fair, which is not having sanctions against you. Has there ever been sanctions against the US for its actions in Afghanistan, in Iraq? There's never been. So why would you go after another empire who does arguably something much less worse than what the US has done in terms of destruction to these Middle Eastern countries? Russia is just demanding to be perceived and treated equally to another great power, which is the US. And so now Europe will be in front of a choice. How many years can they handle these inflating prices in the energy sector, the price for natural resources, and the degrading aspects of the economy that follow from it? It's your choice, but it seems that Putin is comfortable continuing going forward without these nations buying his stuff. And if he can make it, that is absolutely fine. Thomas says, I hope they will leave you alone, Jeff. I'm afraid they're after you. Well, I kind of have a solid existence built and kind of have high security. And to be honest, the pressure onto me is much softer than a couple of years ago. Because let me tell you, a couple of years ago, the Secret Services of Canada were calling me. And I was like, I'm just a fucking news broadcaster. Leave me alone. And they were like, no, mister, I think that you're setting yourself very low here. We know that you're in the KKK and we know your relationship with David Duke. And I was like, no, I have no relationship. I just interviewed a guy because he's kind of nice and kind. And I mean, I don't get these calls anymore. So somehow they've gotten it that I'm not the leader of the terrorist resistance of any movement. It took me years for them. The Jews says, wait, this isn't a KKK meeting? Well, you know, if it was a KKK meeting, I don't think you'd be welcome. The guy's nickname is The Jew. See, and you're welcome here on my Odyssey channel. But if this was a KKK meeting, I don't think you would be welcome. Dino Legovic says, we are watching you, JF, every show you do. Yes, okay. But yeah, so I think that there's been a settling where, okay, people have understood that maybe I'm not the far-right extremist they think I am. And because there's been so much paranoia developed around me, it's insane. So much paranoia, and these freaking services, these secret services, they know nothing. They think there's a whole pyramid scheme of terrorism going after them, and that I would be implicated in this. They have imaginary links, because at some point I told them, I can't help you in your investigation. I don't know any of these people that you're talking about. And they were surprised. They were like, what, you're not linked to this terrorist in Western Canada? No, I'm not. It's like, they think I'm on the phone just planning bombings on an everyday basis. I can't believe that this happened, but somehow it happened to me, and eventually everything settled down and they stopped calling me. And the day they went to a family member of me, you know, a close family member to me, and they brought donuts to them and they said, where is JF? I couldn't believe it. But you can't even find where I live. You're the fucking secret services. And you go to my loved ones' houses. Holy shit. I can't believe how incompetent they are. And on top of it, they were threatening. They were like, we're gonna find you. And I was like, maybe you will, but I'm not interested in speaking because I don't know what you're talking to me about. You guys are talking to me about experts in explosives, and I don't know these people. I read the news, so if they're featured on the news, I'm going to know about them, but I don't speak to school shooters before they commit their school shootings, you know? And the one thing she told me, I will always remember, this secret service person, she was like, you know, we can find you. You're not so hard to find. And I was like, maybe you can, but I'll still be telling you that I don't want to talk to you because I have nothing to tell you. And the next morning, they go to my loved one's house with fucking Tim Hortons donut. And my loved one was telling them, JF, you know, I don't know where he is. He comes here every 6 months, and then he disappears. I don't know where he lives. Holy shit, you don't even know where I live. That's how bad you are. Nathan AI sends a super chat. He says, buy the revolutionary phenotype to find the meaning of life. Thank you for your support. Indeed. We're still selling the revolutionary phenotype. It's still not as been debunked and will never be. It still stands as the only theory to explain the emergence of life, the birth of DNA, and why ultimately there are two evolutionary processes. One that has been going on for 4 billion years, the regular one, and another that has happened very rarely in a point-like fashion, the system of phenotypic revolution, a counter-evolutionary force that exists. Valet says, Jeff, tell them your address is the Prime Minister's house. They probably couldn't figure it out until they show up and face off with the RCMP. I would never do this because that would be a lie, and then they could get me on lying to the police. So I would never do that kind of trolling. I don't troll when I talk to these people. Like, Okay, tell me what you want to know. Tell me what you want to know. I want to help. You know, if there's a crime that's been happening and I can help you, go ahead. And then they're like, do you know this guy? He's been, you know, this guy and that guy. Of course, you know this guy. And I'm like, no, I don't know these guys. Valet says, Jeff's loved one. Jeff set sail for Agartha on a ship. On a ship laden with goods and livestock, I assume. I assume he found it since he hasn't returned. That would be some beautiful response to give them. All right, guys, I'm going to sleep. But all of this, I'm talking to you because about all this because you were worried about my current state of affair. It's been 2 years, I think, that I've not been contacted by the police, thinking some crazy stuff about me. I think they've settled down to, okay, this guy is not dangerous. He's really just a podcast host. Well, that's what I am. JFG tonight, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here. Oh, I forgot. Archie has sent a super chat on Entropy. He says, Breitbart says 70 Chinese cities are in lockdown. I see China as a capitalistic dictatorship that is socialist with Chinese characteristics like Nazis. What would Hitler's Germany have done during COVID? Well, I don't know the subtleties of the history, but isn't it the case that some of the displacements happening during World War II were in response to typhus fever, something like this. We'd have to check, but I wouldn't be surprised if they too had the potential, depending on the situation and their ability to do something about it. Perhaps the society that Germany is had the potential then to become paranoid about diseases too. So I'm not surprised. It ultimately boils down to the authoritarian axis, and it really doesn't change left, right. It's really about, is your society authoritarian and technocratic? If it is, there's a good chance it will react in this Chinese or American way to the coronavirus. Bye bye, everyone. Much love. Thank you.